It's just not happening today. Some days don't happen, do they? It's like your brain is mush and you can't get into the zone and no amount of trying makes it happen. So what do you do with days like that as a website owner? What are your options? You just kind of give up and go and watch TV or sit at your desk pretending to work in case the boss is watching? Well, actually, I think on those days where your brain is dead, where you're just procrastinating like I am today, there is stuff you can do, that kind of low-level stuff that doesn't involve a lot of thought, a lot of energy. So here's a few suggestions for you. If you're having, like me, a day where it's just not happening, your brain is dead. One thing I do is I use that time to engage with my community, with people that I, are involved in BOAG World or existing clients or whatever else. And I use Twitter and Facebook and the forum to do that. And I allow myself to have days where I do overuse Twitter and I do overuse Facebook, but I try and make it web, you know, related and work related rather than just chatting with my friends. So that's one thing you can do, engage with your community. On the same kind of basis, when it talks about social media, it's a great time to do a bit of ego searching or company searching or brand searching or whatever you want to call it. Do a search on your product names, do a search on your company and see what people are saying about you out there and maybe engage with some of those people as well. You quite quickly find that that's an enlightening experience. I mean, to be honest, you should be doing that all the time anyway, but it's a great thing to do when you're low on energy and enthusiasm. Another thing that I find gets the juices going and may actually give you some energy to do proper work later on the down the line is a bit of brainstorming. The one thing that I quite like to do is brainstorm ideas for blog posts. Just kind of come up with, you know, different things that could make a good blog post. In fact, I think this audio boo would probably make quite a good blog post, so I'll add it to my list. So that's another thing. Reading is a great thing to do when all else fails, when your brain is dead. Read other people's inspirational stuff, and that can get you going. It can also help with the brainstorming as well. There are loads of great blogs out there, loads of great books that are beneficial to you as a website owner or a web designer or whatever your role is. Go and spend a bit of time reading. We don't spend enough time doing that. Even that mind can seem like too much like hard work sometimes. So if that is too much, go for audio or video. Those work particularly well. There's some brilliant presentations that dynamic and exciting speakers have given over the years that are online and freely available. So check those out and watch some videos. I recommend TED videos. They're nice and short. They're incredibly inspirational and will certainly set you on the right track. So check those out. And then finally, the final thing I was going to mention is you can surf around your website, spend a bit of time just going around your website. It's amazing how that can stimulate ideas. Note down problems that you find with the website. I'm not suggesting you fix them there and then because you're lacking in energy, but make a note of them that they need dealing with. Also, as you go around the site, you'll see out-of-date content that could, you know, do with sorting out. So maybe if it's easy and brainless, make quick updates there. The other thing that you might want to look at doing is as you surf around the site, look for ideas of new stuff you could do, things that could be improved or made better. Just going around your own site can be incredibly inspirational. We don't actually spend time surfing and interacting with our websites that often. We're too busy writing stuff and dealing with things and that kind of stuff. So there's a few ideas of stuff you can do when you're really lacking energy and you're really procrastinating and trying to get out of doing browser testing, which is what I'm trying to get out of right now.